I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Grant Danny here on The Fan, no GP. He's in Milwaukee for the National League Championship Series. You got me, Danny Ruye, with you until 6:30. It's 5 o'clock on a Tuesday, which means it's time to pay the bill. Let's talk to our guy, Jacory Kroski-Merritt. JCM, tough one last night, man. How you feeling?
What's going on? Feeling good. How you doing?
We're doing okay, bud. Walk me through last night post-game. Just what's the feeling like? A hard-fought game where you guys come up a little bit short. How frustrating was it? Just kind of what was the vibe?
It's definitely frustrating. I feel like that's the only way to put it. Definitely upset. And only thing we can do is move forward and play our football that we know we play. So I mean, it was frustrating for sure.
So the play that everybody's talking about at the end of the game, you guys have the ball, third and one. Looked like Jaden never had a great grip on it, and you know it sort of bounces around when it gets to you. Fumble happens. Chicago gets the ball. What did you feel? What did you see on that play in those kind of wet, gross conditions?
I feel like it just it's a play that happened very fast, and I feel like we just got to, just be more detailed in what we do. And, I'll take responsibility in that. I mean, we both do. I mean, we both going to hold each other accountable. But, I mean, we just got to be better at the end of the day. And that will never happen.
Jacory Kroski-Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny. I give Chicago some credit, man, coming off the bye week. It looked like they changed some things. They got some people back, and that run defense had not been good to this year, and they were pretty good last night. I thought it was tough sledding for you at times. What were they doing to try to slow you and the running attack down?
I mean, I think it was a lot of just, having guys in the box to try to stop the run. I mean, give those guys credit. They played a hard-fought game. But, I give those guys a lot of credit.
In terms of how comfortable you are now, I mean, obviously this is a whole bunch of carries for you, consecutive weeks. I know Cliff Kingsbury's referenced this a couple different times, you away from the football as kind of the place and area, and you've talked about this too, that you're continuing to grow and learn at this level. How much more comfortable do you feel now than you did a couple weeks ago with all those things away from the ball, pass blocking, route running, all that kind of stuff? How are you feeling now compared to a couple weeks ago?
I'm definitely feeling more comfortable. And, I mean, I got a lot of stuff that I want to work on. And I feel like yesterday it wasn't my game, but I won't let that just kill my confidence. I mean, and I know I just got to get better for my team.
Speaking of confidence, I thought it was really cool where, you know what, you see a lot of times in old school football, I mean, I'm obviously much older than you, Jacory. I'm more than twice your age, I think. But I think back to when I was a kid, if somebody, regardless of how it happened or whose fault it was, fumbled, they'd be benched and the coach is going to make a big scene about chewing them out, et cetera, and put on a big production. It happens to you, you're right back in there, first carry of the next possession. A lot of confidence shown in you. What does that mean to you to have that staff and all your teammates behind you like that?
I mean, I really don't want to be put in that position for them to have to choose whether I go back in or not. So, I mean, that's my main thing. I hear people saying that, but it's like this shouldn't happen in the first place to even have to let them choose or whether you're going to go in or not. So, I mean, I take full responsibility for that. And, I mean, I'm happy that they just kept their trust, but I know things like that, it can't keep happening, or it's not going to always be the outcome. So I know I just got to just tighten up on my fundamentals and just be better, because I know it's not going to always be like that.
I hear you. A couple games now, a whole bunch of touches, as we kind of mentioned, 34, I think, is that the number I got, if I got it right, over the last couple of games. How's the recovery going? How do you feel kind of the day after? Are you kind of getting used to this unbelievable grind that is the NFL, where it seems like there's no downtime and you guys are just right back on the horse getting ready for the next game? How's the body feel at this point?
Body feels great. And that's a blessing that your body can feel good going into week 7. And it's just, I mean, I like me being around the different guys in the locker room. I kind of like pick up on how they can like prevent injuries or like just treat their body the best they can, so that they can be prepared for like the beating that they're about to get into. So I mean, it's been great so far, and I mean, I'm loving the grind, like day in and day out. Just like we was right back at it today. Just trying to get better, and like I'm loving the grind for real.
Can you give me an example of a tip you've picked up from a veteran as to kind of best way to either prevent injuries or take care of your body or something like that?
I would say massages, getting them throughout the week. Just getting your body worked on, hot tub, cold tub, just contrasting. And I mean, even just eating clean too. I mean, that helps a lot, making sure you're hydrated. So it's a lot of small things that go into it.
Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt with us here on Grant and Danny for his weekly 5 p.m. spot. So what does this week look like? You don't have a lot of time to feel sorry for yourself and lick your wounds. As you said, it's right back to it. You guys, a short week now with a divisional opponent coming up. What does this week look like?
Oh, yeah, I know guys are ready to get back to practice and ready to get back on the field. And like, we put so much work in, and it's like, anytime we step on the field, our goal is to win, like, in all categories. So, I mean, I know, like, every single guy in that building got that taste in their mouth. And, like, we just ready to get back on the field.
So last night, you guys, as a team, not just one person, obviously, get down double digits. Same thing happened against the Chargers. Think of that Atlanta game. Think of the Green Bay game where you guys were down early and then you kind of come roaring back. Why do you think that's happened over several times this year, where you guys, to your credit, have come storming back and you had a late lead in this game, but you've gotten off to less than ideal starts? It's been a little slower going maybe in the first quarter. What's your feeling? Why do you think that is?
I mean, we just got to start fast. I feel like that's all it is. Once we start fast, I feel like that eliminates a lot of us being down double digits. So, I mean, that's basically it, starting fast from the beginning to the end of the game.
Do you feel like it's a matter of time before you guys start doing that?
I feel like it can happen every game. Is just a matter of us executing.
Gotcha.
We have really good players on this team, so you just got to execute.
What kind of surprised you about last night? And here's what I mean. Like, you looked, I'm sure you watched hours and hours of film on the Bears, and they, you know, as you said, they loaded the box, did a couple different things. They had some guys back that they hadn't had previously. But were there some looks? Were there some things that they were doing that you guys hadn't anticipated? And then how did you adjust to that?
It was what we seen on film. It wasn't really anything that surprised me. We know that was a a tough team, like, going to give they a lot of effort. And, like, we just – it just wasn't our day.
I'm trying to remember which run it was. You might know it. There was a carry that you had where I think you burst through, I want to say it was like 5 or 6 yards, and you could tell you were really ticked off. Like you're kind of slamming the ball in the turf a little bit. Like, damn it, I almost had something huge right there. Do you remember that play?
I think I do.
Yeah. So what did you see there? What did you feel like you almost had?
I feel like it was the inside zone thing was under center.
Yep.
And I think I had a crease, but it just ended up closing very fast.
Those are the kind of things that, you know, I think fans don't realize this, and I know I can't because I never played anywhere near at the level you guys are at, of course, and most people didn't. You're the best players in the world. How close it is sometimes, right, where like a 4-yard carry is almost a 50-yard carry, right? Just it's a matter of that little tiny bit right there. Do you have like a couple of those a game, it feels like, where it's like, man, if people only knew how close this was to a house call or something?
Oh, definitely. And, I mean – It's always like that. I mean, guys are very fast, very athletic, and, I mean, they got a job to do, too, at the end of the day. And, I mean, it's definitely a lot of plays like that where you're, like, a second away or a cut away from, like, just taking it, making a 4-yard gain to a 20-yard gain or something like that. So, it's definitely a lot of close calls. That people don't notice,
for sure. Well, buddy, you know, a tough one last night, but as you said, not much time here to kind of get back after it this week. Dallas week, it's a huge one, man, and good luck preparing and have a great weekend. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill. There he goes. That is Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt for his weekly spot. Yeah, just the right tude there, right? Like, yeah. There's no time to feel sorry for ourselves. We as fans get to whine and pout and moan and freak out and be irritated. I think that's our right. That's kind of our buy-in. But these guys, the pros, there's no time for that. They were back at the facility today. It's a short week, dude. You know, like you had that extra day or two, whereas the Bears had 2 weeks. But the job is the job. You got to go. You need to prepare for the Dallas Cowboys right now. They're coming off a loss. They've been just as Jekyll and Hyde as you have. You got a chance to either be 4-3 and in a much better spot, or 3-4 in a dire straight situation. Money for nothing. This is a pivotal, pivotal game coming up against the stupid Cowboys, who I hate so much, and the fans. But yeah, I mean, the business does not slow down for anybody. There is zero wait around. There is zero, I'm feeling sorry for myself today or whatever. And I actually loved his answer about getting tips from veterans. Don't you, isn't that usually what someone does, like after a miserable year and it doesn't go well and they're injury plagued and then they finally have that moment where they're like, oh, I need to hire the private chef, or oh, I do Pilates now, or oh, I'm doing yoga, or I took up ballet or something like that. He's doing it right now as a rookie, and the workload is increasing. I mean, go through it, I think. I think I mentioned it. 34 touches just over the last couple of games for JCM. That kind, I think that exceeds his previous several games combined, if I've got my numbers correct. Yeah. So you go back, he had 9, 9, 4, and 10. That's basically what he's done the last two games over the first four games. The workload's not going down, especially without Austin Eckler, especially when Chris Rodriguez is banged up. They're going to start going to him. And the more comfortable he is doing that stuff that Ben Johnson, I keep saying Ben Johnson. Damn it. Why am I doing that? More stuff that Cliff Kingsbury talked about, him away from the football. That's pass pro. That's, you know, route running. That's some of the things that aren't always sexy. The more comfortable he gets with that, the more you'll see him utilized, quite frankly. Right? The more you start to trust him back there. Because the most important player on this offense is who? It's Jaden Daniels. You can't have a guy that doesn't know how to pass pro or doesn't know exactly who to pick up, or whom to pick up, rather, on double A gap, mug up blitz, or this or that, whatever teams are going to try to do to conflate you and confuse you. You can't leave him to get blasted. It's got to be something else. You also got to be able to have someone back there that knows, hey, if this guy, you know, is on a delayed blitz, I can leak out before he gets to the quarterback. I could be in his spot where he just vacated for a massive gain. McNichols knows all those nuances right now. And that's why you're seeing, I think, McNichols used in some of those third and long type situations. It's consecutive weeks, by the way, for McNichols to take a third down and long check down dump off for nothing and turning into a double-digit gain for a first down. Those little hidden moments are incredibly massive, and eventually they could be Bills. And God, let's get crazy here for a second, boys. Let's get nuts. You want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. An early down pass. I know. Hear me out. An early down pass to a running back. Can you imagine? How fun would that be? Eventually, you could start doing that stuff if and when Bill is comfortable. And I think he's getting there. Again, the trust factor is obvious. 34 touches over the last 2 weeks, a far cry from what he was doing in weeks 1 through 4. But appreciate him, as always. Good stuff from the youngster. I want to talk about the defense. This is my thing. I'm the I can't stand this defense guy. I'm the I don't think we realize how bad this group actually is guy. I was the one who was raining on the parade going, yeah, but nothing is solved against the Chargers. It was their own ineptitude. I was that guy that nobody liked. I'm that guy again this week against the Bears. Is this defense fixable? Can they fix this defense? Can they tackle better? Can they cover? This week it was the run. I don't know how sustainably bad the run defense is going to be. It had been good for 5 weeks previously. It was dog water, as my son says, this particular evening against the Bears and DeAndre Swift, the Washington killer. Can this defense be fixed? 800-636-1067. And if you have a fix, tell me what it is. I'd love to hear it. Maybe I'll pass it on to one of the coaches. I can't have no contact with them, but you know what I mean? Maybe it'll be in the ether, and maybe they'll go, oh, that's a good idea, actually. I heard this guy on the radio who said something. Maybe I'll try that. Is there a fix for this defense? Is it fixable, or are we just doing this? 800-636-1067. It's Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They just got it away, and it's Swift with a catch, and still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone.
Super fun highlight. Yay, Dan. 800-636-1067. That's your terrible defense allowing another huge play to a guy that only plays well against Washington. Welcome back. It's Grant and Danny here on The Fan, and yes, I'm still furious. Danny Ruggier with you for about another hour or so. You'll never guess. You'll never, ever guess. Have you guys seen the news? Have you guys seen on Twitter? Everybody shut down Elon's app right now. Toby, Ryan, Darius, look away. Hands free. Show me hands. Show me hands, Toby. Show me hands. Guessing game, Darius. Here we go. Guessing game. You gotta, now you can show me. You can use your hands for the guessing game. Who's visiting Washington? What player is visiting Washington tomorrow? Who is visiting Washington tomorrow? Here's a hint. It didn't go well in his first stop. Start with Ryan.
I think I'm going to nail this one. Treylon Burks.
You saw it, you jerk.
I swear. Well, I swear on everything.
Do you guys remember the time Ryan sandbagged the game by pretending you didn't see?
No, I swear I did not.
It's not that you got it right. It's the lying that hurts. That's what hurts. You knew Treylon Burks' visit plans. You knew a guy that's been out of football this year because he was a failure. You knew that guy was coming tomorrow. Put your hands down. It's the lying. That's the big, that's, and now it's the, what? You know what? You know exactly what. You Gen Z liar. You lying young person. You fibber. Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, Treylon Burks is coming. So that'll solve it, I guess. Treylon Burks, the guy that Tennessee said we're good on A.J. Brown for. Treylon Burks, 699 yards over 3 years in his NFL career. He's visiting tomorrow, so, you know, that's happening. 800-636-1067 is the phone number. You're from Dan Quinn on the 6 o'clock hour. Gave a little pressy pressersons. We'll talk about that later on. But I'm going to talk about this defense. This defense drives me crazy. And I feel like I'm taking the aforementioned crazy pills, watching them play. Every time a big play happens against them, not every time, let me back that up, like Cisco. 50% of the time, a big play happens against them. It gets called back because of something that has nothing to do with them. It's a procedural penalty, a guy lining up in the wrong spot, see Chargers. A touchdown wiped off the board because the left tackle just was in a normal left tackle spot. And they were like, yep, that's totally illegal. The number of times they've been bailed out by an Olamide Zaccheaus drop, which took 80-plus yards off the board. By a procedural penalty, which took, again, 60, 70 yards off the board against the Chargers last week. This week they added unable to stop the run to their resume. Because, they've been excellent. Really, really good against the run. As it stands, they are, as I've been hammering since the start of this thing, the sixth worst team in terms of defending the pass. They are, I believe, I've got this right, the, let me see, they are seventh worst, or no, tied for sixth. I was right on both. They're sixth worst in yards per play, sixth worst against the pass. Run defense now is the middle of the pack because they were bad last night. But in general, they've been excellent in terms of dealing with running backs this year. Excellent. Not hyperbolic either. They had been really, really, really good. What had gotten them, occasional quarterback scramble, but even still the rushing totals look good. Quarterback scrambles, some end-arounds, which again, you still got to defend them, but it's not the down-in, down-out, 20 carry per game going to running backs. They had been really, really good entering last night, and last night they were terrible, which bumped them down in the middle of the pack. It's early enough in the season where if you make DeAndre Swift look like Gale Sayers, it's going to really hurt your rankings. But in general, this pass defense is atrocious. Their only ability to stop the pass comes when the offense messes up or they are able to hit the quarterback, which has happened a lot more against the bad offenses with beat-up offensive lines that are makeshift. Now, you're good enough to take advantage of those. To their credit, Von Miller, Dorrance Armstrong, Johnny Newton, Daron Payne, Kinlaw to a degree. But you're not going to get to play the makeshift offensive line every week. You're not going to get to play Russell Wilson, deer in headlights, every week. The next time you see the Giants, it's Jackson Dart running all over the place. So to me, this defense remains the problem. The offense hasn't gotten going yet, and they're still ranked much higher than the defense is in nearly any and every positive category. They don't get takeaways, ever. No takeaways. They are down at the bottom of this league. Ready? I'm going to start slowly scrolling down. The Jacksonville Jaguars, the Jaguars, by the way, that's right, lead the NFL in takeaways. Here's my scrolling. Scroll once. I don't see Washington. Scroll twice. Don't see Washington. I scroll thrice. They are tied with the Ravens. Now, normally that'd be good, but this is this year's Ravens. You know, the 1-5 Ravens, the broken defense Ravens, you know, the worst defense in the sport Ravens. They're tied with the Ravens, a turnover ahead of the Jets by virtue of their two turnover game last week. They do not force turnovers. You can give up a lot, if you're able to take the ball away on occasion. More than 0.5 times per game. Wait, let me do my math again. 3 turnovers, 6 games. Yep, 0.5. That's what Dan Quinn's defenses did in Dallas. They gave up yards, man. They were going to get burned deep sometimes. But they were going to turn you over. They were going to jump a route. They were going to be aggressive. What is this group doing? What do? They give up stuff, and they're passive, and they don't take it away. This defense is horrendous, and I understand it being bad last year. I do. A lot of people didn't. I do. When you drafted, and you're Ron Rivera and all the Martys, who, again, were underqualified and they were boobs and shouldn't have had their jobs, okay? But when you draft multiple defensive players in the first round and those guys aren't on the roster anymore, yeah, your defense is going to stink on ice. There's going to be a meeting of all the staffers, you know, an all-company meeting. They're going to turn to you and they go, "What's going on with the defense?" That's your response in the big group meeting. I understand that defense being terrible last year. It was makeshift. They tried to build it on the fly. They brought in Frankie Louvu, Bobby Wagner, did what they could. A couple of cheap pieces at the wall. This was really about protecting Jaden Daniels. That was their idea, right? Understood it. They had an offseason. They had choices they could have made, and their choices they did make. This was not a spending issue. This was not a, we don't have the resources right now. You have a rookie quarterback. I know you're dealing with the McLaurin thing, and I know he held in and held out forever and signed a team-friendly deal, but you still had cap room. You still were able to improve a lot here, and you didn't. That's my frustration. That's my extreme frustration here. I was not asking, and I'm still not asking, by the way, for a top 10 juggernaut unit. I am not telling you that you have to be the bleeping Denver Broncos. I'm not. Denver's awesome on defense. I'm not even asking for that. I'm asking for okay. Can I get okay on defense? If they're just okay on defense, meaning bend, give up some points here and there, but a turnover per week, even I take that, not even 2 per week, a turnover per week. You average that, I'm a pig in mud. You take it away sometimes, you harass the quarterback sometimes, you cover a little bit, you can get a stop on occasion. A 2nd and 16 isn't a death sentence for your defense. If you do that, if you do the bare minimum, if you do just okay regular people defensive things, like if you're as good as the Jets who are defeated this year, I would be thrilled. Because to me, it's about Jaden Daniels, about the offense, and about doing just enough to just to get the football back to that kid and let him do magic. That's where your bread is buttered. That's where everybody's key card is going to work because of him and his health and then all the rest for the end of time. He's so wonderful. This offense hasn't gotten going yet, and they're still ranked so much higher than this defense. They had an offseason. They went out and signed their guys. They made this in their image. This is what they wanted. They wanted Trey Amos. They wanted Javon Kinlaw. They wanted Dorrance Armstrong and all the rest. These were their opt-ins. They had choices everywhere, all up and down the line of scrimmage. They didn't go sign one of the safeties in free agency. They didn't pay Jeremy Chinn. And again, it's not a, man, we'd love to pay Jeremy, but we just can't afford it. Now, he wanted way more in free agency, and totally fine to let him go. I'm not bitching about that. But the point of the dude's story is, this is a lot more whom they wanted versus last year who they inherited. You had a chance to do something, and this is what they chose. And this defense is still horrendous. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to. I need a film analyzer, someone to analyze and analysis as the filmers to tell me exactly what's going on defensively. How much is scheme? How much is the fact that you can't leave this guy on an island and he is being left on an island? How much of it is the scheme was great, but this guy screwed up, or that guy didn't communicate, or this guy didn't tackle? And the tackling. Oh, my God, the tackling. I can't believe it's still this bad. And I can't believe, by the way, the numbers against them haven't been worse. They have been so fortunate. That Chargers game is the microcosm of it. Chargers are walking down that field. Walking down that field. Justin Herbert's blowing kisses to Madison Beer. Madeline Beer or Madison Beer? Madison? Is it Madison? Madison? Toby, what is it? Is it Madison Beer or Madeline Beer? You know what I'm talking about. No one knows what I'm talking about?
Madison Beer.
Madison Beer. Thank you. Doing a show over here. Flailing. No one knew what I was talking about? You guys know the hot girl that Justin Herbert is dating? Nobody? Okay. I'm sorry to bother everybody. I'll go back to my little soliloquy. Looking like I'm a space alien. We talked about this. All right, hold on. You know what? Turn your microphones on. You don't remember us talking about this? The whole bit where Justin Herbert's dating her? And everyone's like, that's pretty amazing. Good for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course.
Okay. Can you explain why all three of you are looking at me like I had just grown a head out of my nose?
There was other bits happening at the moment.
Rival bits.
Yep, there were other bits happening.
Rival bits. Sorry to bother everybody. All right. Sorry to bug you guys. Just over here flailing, trying to do some bits on my own, you know? Okay. Remember the time my train of thought got derailed? Oh, yeah. 800-636-1067. That's my venting. That's my venti, which is just another word for large at Starbucks. That's my venting about the defense. I can't believe it's still this. And I also can't believe the numbers, fortunately for them, aren't worse. Again, sixth worst against the pass, sixth worst in terms of yards per play, now middle of the pack against the run, although I do think, again, five of their six games, that run defense has been very, very solid to plus. Last night, the aberration. Maybe something was found out. I don't know. Maybe somebody now knows the word is out and this is how you attack them in the run game. I think outside runs, greater than symbol. Inside runs against them. I would certainly say that by and large. But my question is a simple one. Can this defense get better? Can they improve things? Can they turn it around? Is this defense fixable? That's what I want to know from you. 800-636-1067. Is this defense fixable? 800-636-1067. It's Grant and Danny on the Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
G&D here on the Fan. GP's in Milwaukee. I think he'll be back here tomorrow. Right? He's catching an early bird post game 2 of NLCS. We will see him live and in color. That's manana. A couple segments left here on the radio with you guys. Got to Caps Power Play for you. Hear from Dan Quinn. We're busy little bees. We got plenty to do. The question right now, and I want your calls on this at 800-636-1067. Can this defense be fixed? I am exasperated. I am so annoyed at this defense. And the fact that they haven't given up more points and like people that aren't as upset as me, that makes me even madder, if that makes any sense. It probably doesn't, but whatever. It's not like I'm rooting against them for them to give up more points, but they deserve to have given up more points. They've been that bad. And they don't get any takeaways. Drives me crazy. Phillip in Silver Spring, can this defense be fixed?
Hey, Danny, how you doing? Thanks for having me on.
You got it, pal.
I think this defense can be salvageable. Like you said, they're never going to be a top defense along because of the part of the scheme, coaching, and players. I think Quan Martin has really disappointed me. I thought Darnell Savage stood out yesterday. Replace Quan Martin, bench him. Put Sandristel back on the outside, bench Lattimore. He's way too slow. Put Noah Ai back in the middle. That's for the secondary. For the front seven, they got a lot of injuries. Probably simplify their scheme a bit, but I think a lot of this falls on Joe Witt and Dan Quinn. I'm going to call them Dan Witt or Joe Quinn at this point because they're tied at the hip. I don't like their scheme. I don't like what they're doing. There's no intensity. I'm disappointed in Dan Quinn as a defensive coach for bringing this trash in here.
Appreciate you, dude. Let's go to Corey and Clinton. Can this defense be fixed?
Hey, Danny. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
I think that it's possible it could be salvaged a little bit, but I think we as fans have to truly understand what our dear friends Rivera and the Martys did to this defense.
100%.
It was so depleted. It's going, like you said, it's going to take probably a good another year or two. I think they made a mistake with Lattimore, and it cost us draft picks. So we don't have enough young pieces to really fix this defense as quickly as we would like to. So it probably will take another 2-3 years because they're kind of old right now. So
yeah, and that's the point. I appreciate it, Corey. It's not like you just have a bunch of – I mean, Jordan McGee's waiting on deck. That looks like the heir apparent. That's great. But there's not a ton of those situations, right, where you've got a guy that's kind of the – I don't know, the understudy to the star, and he'll take over as, you know, the older player matriculates onward, becomes a player coach or something like that. Like this where I disagree slightly with Corey, I think, is – that explanation you gave is what last year was to me. It wasn't good, and I get why it wasn't good, man. Jamin Davis was a stupid pick. Emmanuel Forbes was an even stupider pick. Dumb. No to both of those guys. It was obvious then. It was obvious, you know, to anybody. So, yeah, you weren't going to be great there, right? They inherited John Allen's contract. John Allen clearly didn't fit their scheme design. John Allen's a great dude. What, you know, played his ass off here, was good, but wasn't what they wanted. This is what they wanted. They told you with the dollars they spent on Javon Kinlaw. They told you they wanted Eddie Goldman. They told you they wanted Dietrich Wise. This was the plan. Now, I know Wise got hurt. That's nobody's fault. That's bad luck. But this is the route they went. There were choices here this time. David, Tysons, is this defense fixable?
Oh, hey, Danny. How's it going? Love the show.
Appreciate you.
Haven't called in a bit. Yeah. So, no, everyone's kind of getting to it. It's salvageable. And I think about what happened last year and when we were really in our stride, when we were able to have those long sustaining drives and, you know, especially that was contingent upon Jaden really using his legs, it protected the defense. And I think if our offense can really maybe start to get healthy and we can really kind of start to play that, win that time of possession battle again, then maybe we can protect it. And, you know, we have not been able to make any turnovers. But like that would be ideal where it's just like, where the offense is hitting its stride. We're having these long sustaining drives. And maybe at some point we start to gradually win the turnover margin.
And that's what happened last year. I didn't mean to cut you off. Sorry about that. I got a bunch of calls. But second half of last year, they couldn't run it, save the Tennessee game. And it was just Jaden Daniels as the lead runner. Just sort of making stuff up as they went. The defense was still bad, but the offense kind of covered for it. Luke in D.C., what's up, man? You're on the Fan.
What's up, man? Listen, I don't know. This defense can't be fixed. It, like the previous callers just said, the offense is going to have to score enough points and cover and limit their turnovers. I was at the game last night, man. It was absolutely crazy. I thought the defense did enough to get it done. But to me, they don't seem nasty enough. They don't seem mean enough. They don't have enough grit. And I'm gonna get your listeners a little mad. I think they have adopted this attitude from their cool, calm, and collected quarterback. There's got to be some intensity on that field to grab this moment and go after it.
Interesting. I appreciate you, dude. That's interesting. I mean, different roles. You know, one where you're hunting, you're seeking, you're hitting. And the other, you know, Jaden Daniels is cool as a cucumber. So, you know, it's one of those things where when you're not winning, people don't like it. But in general, I mean, I think, you know, one of the most famous Joe Montana things ever. Joe Montana is the best I ever saw at the position. You know, looks up and says, hey, there's John Candy, right? That famous moment before the drive that goes to win the Super Bowl. If he says, hey, there's John Candy, then throws a pick six, everyone gets mad about it. But he goes, hey, there's John Candy, and then they walk down the field and he throws a touchdown pass to John Taylor and they win. They beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. But I know what you mean. I don't know that they're taking after Jaden Daniels in that regard. There are too many leaders on that side of the ball to be able to dictate stuff. But I appreciate the phone call, as always. 800-636-1067. Got a Caps power play for you. We'll do that. Plus, Dan Quinn, coach of your Washington 53. And we'll get you survivor results when we come back on the other side. Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.